Everlasting Father, the King of Glory, we are here this morning to receive more from you. As we go into the next phase now, to hear your word and to cry unto you, let your spirit be poured unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, today is the third day of waiting upon you in fasting and in prayer. I pray this morning that you put a seal upon everything that you have started to do or that you are proposed to do in our lives this morning, this place, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Let's sit down for now. Let me say that today I'm not going to do the classical preaching because today is the putting the cap on the period of the fasting and prayer and then asking God to put a seal upon what he is supposed to do in our lives. This morning, I just want to exhort us and then while we'll be praying on victory over contention. Victory over contention. And like I said, it's not going to be a classical preaching. I will give us some basis in the word of God, then we'll pray, then we'll come back, look at the word, then we'll pray with the next few minutes that we have. And please, open with me to the book of Job, chapter 5, verse 12. Job, chapter 5, verse 12. Give me King James Version. I only ask you to give me NIV when I need it. If I need NIV, I will say NIV. Otherwise, you give me King James Version. Give me Job 5, 12. He disappointed the devices of crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. My friend, I want to know the kind of God that we serve. As we are praying this morning, I want you to know that the business God has taken upon himself is to disappoint the devices of the crafty. Everything, when God created things, Bible says everything he created is good. John 3 says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. What else do you need in life if this can come to pass? That you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. That means he's talking about material prosperity, prosperity of the health, and the prosperity of the soul, not the kind of prosperity that debars you from making evil. So God prepared a complete package. And for every one of us, there is a plan, there is a purpose of God, there is a counsel of God. But the business of the enemy is to bring about devices to make sure these do not come to pass. But our God says, is the one that is ready to disappoint the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Now let me give you an example. Look at a man like David. David, God wanted him to be the king. He was the youngest. But God proposed that he will be the head and not the tail. But look at all the kind of devices against him. What do you want to say about Ahithophel? When everything was almost set to make Absalom the king, every plan was set except God chose to disappoint the device of the crafty, David would not be king. Not to talk about even how the enemy manipulated his own parents to take him away from the point when his, the grace and then the anointing was upon him. They sent him away, separated him from his place of blessing, separated him at the time of visitation. All these were the devices of the crafty. But God, in his infinite mercy, disappointed. So that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. And what's the enterprise of the enemy? To steal, to kill, and what? To destroy. So this morning, we are going to be crying unto God. Remember, I said that I'm going to be pausing, we'll pray, and I will come back within the short time that we have. That God wants to give us victory over contention. And the way, one way by which he will do it is to disappoint the devices of the crafty. No matter the kind of things that the enemy has weaved together against us, concerning us, to deal with us, we are going to cry unto God this morning as we are capping the work that Lord is doing this study. You are going to stand on your feet. And this is first, we are going to first crazy prayer. Every device of the crafty over my lives, every enterprise that the enemy has back upon regarding my life today, I cry unto you that these devices will be disappointed, that this enterprise of the enemy regarding my life shall not succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you begin to pray and begin to cry unto the Lord? I don't know any area where you yourself you have seen that the enemy is working against your life, is working against your progress, is working against your destiny, is working against your family, is working against everything about your joy. But God says he's the one that disappointed the devices of the crafty. Begin to ask this morning, use this word, stand on this word, appropriate this word, that by your word, by your anointing, by your grace, based on your promises, I declare that the enemy will be disappointed. No matter what he has weaved together regarding me, regarding any aspect of my life, today I say they will be met with disappointment. Every enterprise of the enemy over my life today, it shall be scattered. It shall not prosper. It shall not prosper. It shall not prosper. Maske pepe peke tolibo. Runda kaka kaka kasa paliga, ra anda kusko posko bolibaba, ra inde keske bobos kompoliga, ra anda kuske poposhinda laba, ra anda subo sheboliga, ra andi se poposo boliga, re ende kuskaba, re ende sobobo kontoliba, ra anda kaskaba shindeliga, ra anda kaskambaliga, ra gasubo shopolibaba, ra anda kusko boshanda laba. In the mighty name of Jesus. One thing God has promised and has told me that during 3 days of fasting and prayers that is going to give us victory over contentions in our lives. That's what the Lord told me. That is going to give us victory over contention. I'm not talking about the devices of the crafty. Have you thought about Esther? If you look at his story, the only reason God was planning and guiding her life was to use her to bring about the deliverance of Israel, to have a place in history. Without that, Esther wouldn't have been known. But at the point that she was supposed to fulfill her purpose, the enemy came with the craftiness. That don't go there, the king will kill you. You know this is the law. No, the enemy told her, gave her logical reasons why the purpose for her life, why she should not venture into it. And until he took a man, Mordecai, and sent to him, that look, who knows, maybe for this purpose, you are bought into, and if you should refuse to arise at this time that God will redeliver from another place. It was then that her senses were brought back to herself. And then she was able to feel that there. Until today, we now talk about Esther. Everything she had done about being the queen would have panned into insignificance if she had missed that time of fulfillment, that time of destiny. If she had missed that appointment with destiny. Every plan, I want to pray this prayer, every plan of the enemy to make me miss my appointment with destiny. Today, I scatter it. What enemies try to do to make sure people don't keep their appointment with destiny. Everybody has an appointment with a destiny as proposed by God. But the enemy will want to put things together. Sometimes they are logical, sometimes they are rational, sometimes they are spiritual, they are not physical. But it is the plan of the enemy to make sure that people of God don't keep their appointment with destiny. Begin to pray this morning that I stand upon the rock of ages and every devices of the enemy to make me not to keep my appointment with destiny. Lord, today, let those devices be disappointed. Let that enterprise be scattered. Let that enterprise not succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. Maska pali baba reke keke ke skepo shuboli ba manse keke keke sepo bo runga gaga gaga skambala ba ra inde kuska baba ra anda kuska ba shandala ba re seke puskambala ba reke semboli mama masanda renge suba shandala ba re inde kuska ba inde ke semboli go rongo gogo somboli go rima mama sampaliga ra anda ka sabaliga ragagaga sampaliga regege semboli go regegege sepoli baba ra anda ku sendeliga. The fullness of our potential, every plan of the enemy against my life to debar me from achieving or aspiring to the fullness of my potential, today I scatter it. Today I say they are disappointed. Pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, makata tataliba, ra anga gaga santa liba, re tetelibos kubo, re embos kandalaba, re ensi kababa, ra anda subalaba, re ensu bakashanda liba, re ensu bakandalaba, ra anda kaskaba, re ensu bakashinde libaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now sit down for a moment and open your Bible to Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of the ordinance that was written against us, which was contrary to us. I want to listen to that. There's some handwriting of the enemy in the spiritual realm. As God wrote his word, his promise concerning us, the enemy has his own book. He has his own record. He has his own slate from which he issues decree against the people of God. But the Bible said that blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances. Do you know the word of the Lord is ordinances? Do you agree with me? The scripture, they are ordinances. But that may also, they are also ordinances of the devil. So, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinance that was written against us, contrary to us. Everything we see in the physical as a source in the spiritual. When a wind is blowing against your life, and then you are just struggling with the wind, what you need to do is to go to the source. When you deal with the source, the wind will stop. But when you are just trying to battle the wind, you just spend your entire life fighting battles. Many people, they spend their life working like firefighter. As they are quenching this one, another one is coming. As they are quenching this one, another one is coming. As they are quenching this one, another one is coming. Why? The handwriting of the ordinance that was written against them, contrary to them, has not been blotted out. But this morning, the Lord will blot out every handwriting of the ordinance that is written against us, against you, against me, against this ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus. And what does he do? Took it out of the way. You cannot make progress if it's not taken out of the way. You will continue to face opposition if it's not taken out of the way. You will continue to face resistance if it's not taken out of the way. When people are making progress, it's because it has been taken out of their way. When people are facing stiff opposition, because it is yet to be taken out. So you need a power from heaven that is greater than the power of the enemy to take it out of the way so you can begin to make progress. The Bible says, and he nailed it to the cross. Whatever is nailed to the cross is dead forever. When something is nailed to the cross, that is the end of it. And so, how does God blot out the handwriting of the enemy? Let me tell you, God does that through the ministry of the blood. Let me tell you something about the ministry of the blood. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus now. When we are talking about the blood of Jesus, it's not, we always, let me put it, it's only that about just, it's only when you sin and you want God to forgive your sins, that when you plead. No, it is one of the ministry of the blood. For one of the ministry of the blood is to cleanse us and sanctify us, to remove the legal grounds of the enemy. But another thing that the blood does is to give you protection, to keep you, to preserve you. That's why he said in the book Exodus chapter 23, I think verse 13, he said that when I see the blood, I will pass you over, and the place shall never point to the soul. That's for protection. But then also the ministry of the blood, another thing he does is to actually give you deliverance. Maybe you are going through a situation, you need healing. The blood can give deliverance. But one other thing, number four, that the ministry of the blood does is to cancel. Cancellation. Blotting out. Wiping away the handwriting of the enemy against your life. That is one other ministry of the blood. So the blood is for sanctification. The blood is for protection. The blood is for preserving and for healing, for deliverance. But again, the blood is for also thwarting the devices of the enemy, blotting out every ordinance. Some people, they gather in the occulting realm and they speak certain things against some people. Some people, they wake up in the night and they chat in cartel. Some might be in the morning. But until the blood, see, let me tell you something about blood is a very powerful ministry. I've heard of a case before of a lady who was impregnated by another boy. And the boy denied paternity. And this girl felt so pained, felt so troubled. And on the day of the birth of this boy, that this lady delivered, well, as the baby was coming out of her, she looked at the blood and put hand on the blood and put it on her tongue. And so I said, God, this person that put me in this situation and has denied me, let him be denied of everything that belongs to him. And that guy started wandering around. The guy was not a Christian. The boy was not a Christian. But even in the occulting realm, the means of the blood is also working in there. In the negative realm. Do you get what I'm saying now? So blood, when we want to go into a covenant, what do? They said they have to mix blood together. Blood covenant is the greatest. So you are now initiated into the covenant of the blood of Christ. And the way by which you can blot out the handwriting of the enemy is to invoke that covenant to which you are a part, that covenant to which you are a member, that covenant to which you are initiated. Now you are going to stand on your feet. You are going to invoke the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ to blot out every handwriting. See, when, like I said, you are facing opposition, you are facing resistance in the physical realm, in the spiritual realm, it's because these handwriting are yet to be blotted out. They are yet to be taken out of it. Now begin to invoke the covenant of the blood. begin to block, invoke. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood
of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood, yes. Oh, in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood, oh, in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood, in the blood.
Time to invoke the covenant of the blood of Jesus to blot out every handwriting of the enemy, to take it out of the way, take resistance out of your life, take opposition out of life, take stagnation out of your life, take retardation out of your life, take oppression out of your life, take every handwriting of the enemy out of your life by the blood of Jesus. Cry unto God, cry unto God, cry unto God, cry unto God. Maska papa papa pa ra anda kaka 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 ra anda kaka 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 ra anda kaka kaka sha amba baba kanta laba masa baba kanta laba ra anda kaka 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 sambaliga makaska baba kasa dalaba ra anda kaka kaka sambaliga ra kaka kasa maske popopo reseke poska dalaba ra anda kaska pashi dalaba ra anda kuske bobosko boniba ra anda kuske boska mbalaga re esu baba kanta laba ra anda kuske boskine ra anda kuske bo reseke popopo riba ra ansangalaba re teli baba manska baba re soko koko rogo gogo go rogo gogo go rogo gogo go rogo gogo rogo gogo somboliga Maska papa 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 pa rekekekekekeke skebo randa kuskebo rondo koko skeba shadalaba edeke skebo ligo randa sambaliga enda sambaliga endo somboliga
in the mighty name of Jesus. See, there was a contention between the household of David and house of Israel. Of Saul. And God said, God began to strengthen the house of David and began to weaken the out of Saul. Did you read that in your Bible? Yes, now you are going to ask that the strength of Israel will strengthen you, and that strength will weaken every opposition against your life, every opposition against your progress, against your destiny. Begin to ask the hand that strengthened is the house of David again. Saul, we strengthen you against every opposition, and we weaken and we alienate every opposition against your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Stagnancy, we go. Retardation, we go. Everything that has torn you down, today the Lord will take it out of the way. Pray and cry unto that the hand that strengthened David against Saul. Saul physically looked more powerful, but spiritually David was stronger. It's because a hand strengthened him. Because there was a God that strengthened him. And that God is the only God of Israel. That God, call upon that God this morning to strengthen you against your enemy, to strengthen your heart, to strengthen your spirit, to strengthen your faith against any barrage and darts of the enemy being thrown at you in the mighty name of Jesus. Masatalaba, maskopos kapalianga.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now sit down for a minute. We're so close. Open with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 7. Remember, we are talking about victory over contention. The next prayer we are going to pray, and after that, we just take one more prayer, and then we close, is that God will resolve every conflict in your favor. See, whether you like it or not, there are conflict in the spiritual and the physical realm. And you try every time to absorb yourself. You try to explain your situation in the physical realm, but nothing seems to be working. Even in the spiritual, you'll be wondering, what is it that I've not done? Or what is it that I've done? Why is it that the cloud is not clear? It's because the contention is yet to be resolved. But this morning, the Lord will resolve every contention in your favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, not verse 7. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall you condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. See what Bible say about me, I don't know about you. Say that no weapon that is formed, don't take it away. No weapon that is formed against me, Ayoba Misalami, shall prosper. Not only that, anybody that wants condemnation, let him lift his tongue against me. Anybody that raises his tongue against me is in trouble, is incarnate in the wrath of God. Because the Bible says, every tongue that shall rise in judgment against me, I will condemn. I only need to issue the commandment. But sometimes we refuse. It's not who will condemn it. It is me. I will issue the judgment. But sometimes we are said we leave that part. We said we think it's God that will do it. But now we are going to issue that judgment. He said that, why? This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. What's an heritage? Do you work for your inheritance? You don't work for your inheritance. Heritage is taken from inheritance. Am I right? Or the two words, they have some similarities, or historical artisan or root. Let me tell you, the children I have now, any inheritance, they have not worked for my inheritance, the inheritance I would leave behind. Do you get what I'm saying now? They've not worked for it. They can work for their own thing, but their inheritance, they have not worked for it. So now the Bible says this is the heritage of the servants of the law. This by inheritance, by being a co-heir with the Lord Jesus Christ, by being a joint heir with him. And he said, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. You see, when Joshua the high priest came to appear before the Lord, what happened? Satan came to resist him. And why? Whether known or not to Joshua, he was wearing a filthy garment. And so the enemy wanted to seize the momentum. He wanted to capitalize on the opportunity. He wanted to nail his coffin right before God. And when the coffin is nailed before God, who can open the coffin? Said no. And God said no. Remove. That was a conflict. But what happened? God resolved the conflict in favor of Joshua. Why? Because every tongue that shall rise in judgment against you, against me, shall be condemned. So this morning, I don't know the kind of cloud that's over your life because I think that are not resolved. But when God decides to resolve the conflict against your life, everything will be clear. So that's why the pastor we read yesterday, when Pastor Wooten was mentioning, said that your warfare is accomplished. Why? Because your sins are pardoned. Warfare is accomplished and your iniquity are pardoned. God just chose to resolve the conflict in your favor. Because if that conflict is not resolved, the war cannot end. If that conflict is not resolved, the warfare cannot be accomplished. Until that conflict is resolved, the war continues. But this morning, the Lord is going to resolve every conflict over your life, whether in the physical or in the spiritual realm, in your favor, so that you can enter into your rest in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you now stand on your feet and just cry unto God that God will resolve every raging conflict, whether in the physical or in the spiritual realm, in your favor? Because you have chosen him. Because you have chosen him. Because you are giving your life to him. Because you are joined here with Christ. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jehovah, the man of war. His mercies endure forever and ever. Oh, praise his holy name. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jehovah, the man of God. His mercy endure forever and ever. Oh, praise and holy name. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That the heavenly host will resolve every conflict over your life in your favor, whether in the physical, whether in the spiritual, every conflict that is raging that has not allowed you to move forward, every conflict that is raging that has not allowed you to achieve to your full potential, every conflict that is raging that does not allow you to have peace of mind, every controversy, every conflict that is raging that has not allowed you to enter into rest today, let them be resolved in your favor, in my favor, in the mighty name of Jesus. Maska papa papa, resekege andaliga, ra andakas kabasindeliga, ra andakus kumo, re endekus kaba, ra andakas sabaliga, ra andusebokos kumboliga, ra ambakandalaga. Mara gaga gaga, mokos kumbo, mangas kimba bakandalaba, e mokos kumbo sinda, manga ruba, maruga gaga. Maske poska balaba, regeske boshadaba, raanda kaska balaga, ima sandaliba, ima magasambaliga, inda matide mo Jesus, inda matide mo Jesus. I want you to pray this prayer that the Lord of hosts will destroy every weaponry of the enemy against your life. That the Lord of hosts, we destroy every weapon of the enemy against my life. Can you pray that prayer? Maska papa, rekeske popo somboliga, Every weaponry of the enemy against my life, against my family, against my ministry, today let the heavenly host destroy such weaponry and hate such weaponry in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, strip the enemy naked. Render them impotent over my life, over my family, over my ministry, over my destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus. Mantalaba, randa kashindeliga. Yes, mama kantalaga, mako poliba, retototoliba, randa kuskebo, reengos kopos kambaliba, mara gaga gaga gaga, rauso kokos kemboliga, marudo kos koboshiba laba, randa kasambaliga, mas kambaba kasemboligo, roboko somboliga, randi sekepo shandalaba. Rekeske boshkandaliba, brokoko soboshenega, raandakus kabashandalaba, imama sandalaba, ragaga sampapa, brokoko skoposhindalega. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sit down, remain. It remains one more prayer point and then we're going to close. Just sit down. Please know that we are taking more time today because it's the last day of the fasting and prayer, and we are not coming back in this evening to come and pray together. Now, one thing the Lord told me is that in the month of August, we should pray for Him to show us mercy and send help. And I want us to take it seriously. This month of August, commit yourself to prayer in asking God to show you mercy and send help. If God can only do these two things in your life, the story will change. Do you agree with me? And the Lord will do it. I say the Lord will do it. I'm affirming that the Lord will do it. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will show you mercy. The Lord will show me mercy. The Lord will send you help from Zion. The Lord will send me help from Zion in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, open with me to the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 13, verse 34. And let us read it. Acts of Apostles, chapter 13, verse 4. And concerning that he raised him from the dead. Now, no more return to corruption. So he has already raised him from dead. Jesus cannot return back to corruption. He said on this wise, and because of this, on this strength, he said, I will give you sure mercies of David. I wish I have time to dilate on the sure mercies of David. And again, I don't want to say too much about it so that people will not misinterpret and use it as a license, as a liberty for nonsense. But if you understand the sure mercy of Moses, you find out that it's uncommon mercy. It's a mercy where God decided to remove every legal, everything that the enemy could legally, rationally, logically use against David, God destroyed. And little we've got to book on Numbers chapter 23, verse 21. We are talking about remove the legal grants by the sure mercies of David. There are so many of us, the trouble we have found ourselves because of our own problem. We are the problem of ourselves. We have done certain things, either knowingly or unknowingly, by commission or omission, and exert the sure mercies of David is appropriate to our lives. We just be burning energy in fasting and prayer. But this month and from today, the Lord is going to appropriate to our lives the sure mercy of Moses in Jesus' name. See, in Numbers 23, verse 21, what he said, he has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord is God, is with him, and the shout of a king is among them.
He has not beheld iniquity in David. Neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. So if husband or wife will appropriate the sure measure of mercies of David in their life, they will never fight. They won't be divorced. Do you get what I'm saying? Because as the offense is coming, you are blotting it out. So, God, this month of August, we destroy every legal garment. Please, don't misquote me. Don't misunderstand me. This is not a liberty for license. It's just to ask for God to help us beyond our own limitations. Because certain things, we are given some legal grants. Sometimes we may not even know. And if we don't address the root, the problem will be there. But God will overtake us because he showed mercies. And go over it on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. So this time, we are going to stand on our feet. We are going to ask that God will show us mercy this month of August from now onward. And said, help from Zion in the mighty name of Jesus. We have to pray that prayer. After that, I will call on Pastor Awi to come and add all the prayer. Like I said, it's not a classical preaching. We are just running up our 3-day fasting and prayer. Begin to ask for the mercies of God. That this month, you experience the sure mercy of Moses from now onward. And God will send help unto you from Zion. In the mighty name of Jesus, Matalababa Santalaba, Rakakaka Sapaligaga, Raantakuska Baba Shantaliga, begin to ask for mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus, Makatalababa Kantala, show mercies of David, Mantalibabaka Santalaga, begin to appropriate the sure mercies of David. Not just mercy alone. In the mighty name of Jesus. Manga talaba. Maruda kantalaba. Randa kakakaka sambaliga. Ememe konto limo. Rondo koko shimbo ligo. Makantalaba kasadalaba. Reende kuba. Handu sepoli baba. Rende keke skipa pashanda. When you have the sure measure of David, every legaga is taken away. Masatalaba baba. Laka sambalaga, e momo kontoliba, ma antalaba sandalaga. Now begin to ask for help from Zion, that this month shall be your month of help. This month shall be my month of help. Begin to ask for help from Zion, God to send help, not from man, but from above. Not from man, but from above. Not from man, but from above. Help, 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 help from Zion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Makasabaka shibaliga. In the mighty name of Jesus. And before we render this prayer, pray for this ministry. Pray for this ministry, pray for the leadership. That every contention about this ministry, over this ministry, will be resolved in the favor of the ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that has stood against the work, everything that has slowed down the work, everything that has been trying to withstand the work, the Lord will take it away and the ministry will grow in leaps and in bounds. The ministry will move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will show us sure measure of mercy in this assembly. The Lord will send help from Zion unto this ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, help from Zion, help beyond imagination, help beyond what people can think about. In the mighty name of Jesus, sure mercy of mercy, help from Zion over this ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, Matalaba, Ragaga Sabaliga, Rangaga Sadala, over the leadership, over the pastorate, in the mighty name of Jesus, Mantalaba. Rekes kebo shandalaba, rehesu baba, raanda kus kebo shebolia, raanda kasabaliga. Amen. 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 Amen.
Jehovah, we exalt your holy name, the Lord that answered prayers. Thank you very much, Lord, the God who disappoints the craftiness of the wicked. Lord, we thank you, the Lord who has blotted all unwritten codes and ordinances that were against us. We thank you, Lord of heaven, the Lord Jehovah God that has said no weapon formed against us that we prosper. And you have said that every tongue that rises against us, they are condemned, because this is the heritage of your servants. This thank you very much, because our righteousness is in you. We thank you, faithful Father, because your word is alive. Thank you very much, because we fast in our life to this world. We fast in our spirit to this world. We fast in our soul to this world. We fast in our lives, our being to this world. We fast in this ministry to this world. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, we declare that every conflict, every strife, every conflict, Lord of heaven, that within, oh Lord, whether in the realm of the spirit or in the physical, that are working, oh God, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will resolve them in our favor, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This month, such conflicts are resolved. They are resolved in our favor, in the name of Jesus Christ. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, today, Lord, by your power and your spirit, we silence every tongue. We silence every tongue that have risen against your people, against every life, against this ministry, against this house, by the name of the Lord Jesus. We silence them today in the name of Jesus. Our righteousness is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Father, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, we request from heaven, we ask the Lord of heaven that you will release the sure mercies of David. You will release upon every life, upon every brother, upon every sister, upon every child, upon every minister, upon every pastor, upon every servant, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let their sure mercies flow. Let there be flow of these mercies. Let there be flow of mercies. A flow of mercies that open door for help, that open door for favor, that open door for grace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, today, this month, let it be a month of outstanding help for your people.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. A month, oh God, unusual help. Lord, help that is not solicited for. Let heaven, Lord, let heaven bring this help upon the lives of everyone in this assembly. In this assembly, those who are with us here, those who are hearing us, anywhere they are, Lord, let this help flow in the name of Jesus. Thank you very much, Father. Thank you, because the contention has been nailed. It has been nailed. And all unwritten codes have been blotted away by the blood of the everlasting covenant. Thank you, because your people are free. We declare liberty, freedom in the spirit, freedom in the physical, for every life that is hearing right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name forevermore. And let the seal of the Holy Ghost accomplish all the declaration, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.